Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Heise. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Felsk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie Reynolds. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Archie Reynolds. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Moses. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Hilgendorf. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Hilgendorf. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Moses and he is safe. Davis steals second. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser takes first base on ball four. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Unser. The throw from Felsk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott juggles the ball. That's an error on Scott. Unser scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it and throws to third to get Nettles. Chambliss moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Duffy. The throw from Felsk and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Moses moves to third. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf strikes out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moses tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0-1 in the game. Broemer hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Archie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-1 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-1 in the game. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Reynolds covering, for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-1 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf is 0-for-1 in the game. Hilgendorf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Felsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felsk is 0-for-1 in the game. Felsk takes first base on ball 4. Archie Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Felsk moves to second. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felsk scores. Davis moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive towards short. Duffy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Brown reaches second base with a double. Bob Heise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heise is 0-for-2 in the game. Heise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reynolds fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to third. Chambliss moves to second. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scott. Nettles scores. Chambliss scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-1, Indians. Tom Hilgendorf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hilgendorf is 0 for 2 in the game. Hilgendorf hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald pinch hits for John Felsk. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Theobald reaches second base with a double. Joe Askew pinch hits for Archie Reynolds. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Bell now pitching. Joe Askew now catching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 0 for 3 in the game. Broemer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Heiser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Chambliss hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Brien is called out on strikes. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duffy takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0 for 3 in the game. Hisa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ferraro pinch hits for Jerry Bell. Mike Ferraro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraro hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.